Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With we have Natalie, who plays Athena, a.k.a. Mirage.
Hello.
Rob, who plays Loa, a.k.a. Valerian.
There you go.
I got flipped it, but...
And I'm not even last this time.
And last but not least, we have Art, who plays Chimera, a.k.a. Chris.
Yep.
All right. So, question of the day today is from Art...
So, and the question is, based off of what we just accomplished, you know, it is, what is your most famous relative?
And by relative, I'm saying anybody within, like, two generations. So, if you get, like, a great-great-great-grandfather who was famous, that doesn't fucking count. Or two degrees of separation. Like, your fourth cousin doesn't count, or your second cousin would.
Anyway. So, hollering.
my most famous relative is a great aunt who, one step back.
You're good.
Yeah. That was a semi-famous actress.
Okay.
In Hollywood. So,
well, and what was her most famous part?
She was one of the Scream Queens. So, okay. You know, all the
in the early 90s.
Yep.
Okay.
So, you know, not quite the A actor list.
That's life on the C list.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she was in major movies, just not titled like Screaming Girl 1.
Yes, exactly.
Name. Okay. Life on the C list. Mm. Or D-list even, like, but still, D-list actress is not nothing.
Yep.
Let's do Loa next.
All right. Of the famous relative I'm related to would be my uncle, the one who raised me. He was a famous MMA fighter pre-surge.
Mm-hmm.
Think of Floyd Mayweather.
Money.
Yep. His name is Angus Bordeaux. I spelt it weird, but
you know what it meant. But you know what it meant. You can Bordeaux.
Yeah.
That's I'm almost sure that's right. Anyway,
The MMA name of Steel, which is also now his cape identity.
They're not gonna know who he is.
He's public.
No, I said they're going to know who he is. Yeah. They look at him. Hey, you're Steel. Yes, I am. I'm here to save you instead of kick your ass. I'll kick their ass instead. He's like, great. Natalie, you are last, but hopefully it's not least. What you got?
My grandpa.
Okay.
Was the baby on a well-known baby brand. So, you know Gerber?
Yes.
In this universe. This is, like, Riverside City's version of
Gerber?
Of basically Gerber and the baby face.
Is that where your family's money comes from?
Yes.
That's hilarious. Okay.
I was really thinking about it.
Write it down. Write it down.
I wrote this down. But, man, I was like, it would be boring to pick the Herc.
Yeah.
And I was like thinking about it. And I was like, okay. But then you said.
Which of your dads?
This.
Which of your dads? Is it the Herc's dad? Or is it Nighthawk's dad?
It's Nighthawk's dad.
It's Nighthawk's dad. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, but I was just like, that'd be funny.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. That works very well.
I dig it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right. So, recap from last time.
We fixed the timeline.
We fixed the timeline.
Supposedly.
We managed to set things in motion the way we remembered it to happen.
We're
That's the most relevant thing about that.
We're in, like, not detention.
We're in the basement.
You're in quarantine.
Quarantine, yeah.
Because they got to compare your timeline to their timeline and see where the fucking where it doesn't mesh.
Yeah, but we brought somebody with that instantly helped us out.
Yeah, he used Thunder used an override code to do what the fuck he wanted, and they just kind of let that happen because they couldn't tell him no. But he did actually then join you in quarantine pretty quickly. He was not going to say he's above the rules, but he just wanted to speed things along and cut through some red tape. Michael Aiden disappears.
Of course.
No one's surprised at that.
What year is he in now?
No one knows. He literally just zaps out of existence and reappears where he's needed. Wherever the universe wants him to be.
Loa is surprised by this.
Yes. And everyone else is like, nah, it happens all the time. You're like, oh. You're literally told, this happens all the time. We're not sure where he is right now. His mom is looking at you. Just kind of like, it's how it happens. Since he was like 4 years old.
Isn't that scary?
He always comes back.
That's fair.
Also, people have tried killing him. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
The universe said no. He just reappears nearby, and then I save him, or his dad saves him. We're pretty efficient at this. We know we have a detector if he pops up nearby. He is chipped, yes.
Plot armor!
not plot armor, universe armor.
I specifically waited for a cap so I could get it out.
I'm telling you, it's universe armor. He actually has the universe has a plan for him that is dragging him along.
Isn't that the definition of plot armor?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. 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 Kinda. But it's yeah. No, I guess technically it would be like real life. It'd be like real life plot armor. Yeah.
It is plot armor. He's not wrong.
He does have plot armor. Yeah. I do have a way he could die. I actually have that statted out in case it happens.
That doesn't sound healthy.
Statted out.
Yeah. Like if you guys fuck up enough things in sequence, you could put his life in danger. That could fuck up the entire timeline.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Let's figure that out.
Anyway, so you guys are sitting in quarantine, and you guys are told that and you're each given. It's not like you're in one box, and you're not allowed to leave. It's like a suite. Each have your own bedrooms. There's space for 10. And you hear a bang from the door as it is kicked in. And walking in is a pretty nondescript, you'd think Irish maybe. It's red hair. Red hair.
Yeah, that tracks. That's the relative.
Yep.
And he says, he says, "Where's my brother?"
I'll point towards the kitchen.
and you see Thunder making eggs, And he does. They don't use real names because he understands that that's not public information. But he says, "Primus, is that you?" And he says, "Yes, it's me." We need to tell Mom and Dad you're alive. It's getting bad. And you all and no one moves.
I was gonna roll a constitution check to make sure I didn't shit myself with a P word showing up.
Primus. No one knows who he is. That's the, yeah, like,
but they just said, and I've rolled in the past. I do know.
Oh, you did know. Yeah, because of who your parent or who your family is. Yes.
Yeah. Hence why I wanted to roll to see if I shit myself.
You could roll a con save just for giggles.
That's a 6. So it's an 11.
Better than I thought it
you
was.
You broke 10. That was the don't shit your pants.
I thought it was a 2, just because of the line under the 6.
Farted a little bit.
Yeah, you farted a little harder than you wanted to, and you're like, uncomfortable. Check pants. Yep, we're fine. And the two devolve into a language that it sounds old, is the best description I can give of it.
Primordial?
For Primordial, you'll get snippets.
Okay.
It's ancient Primordial. It's like the precursor to that.
It's like reading Shakespearean.
Yes. Oh, you can do it. But boy, howdy, is it difficult because the text is the syntax is wrong.
So I have Primordial and Druidic.
Druidic would be perfect. Yeah, you actually pick up on it. And when they notice you're noticing, you get an up nod. No, you don't get nothing mad. You get an up nod.
I'm just.
Question is, do we have any undead visitors?
Undead visitors.
I can see undead.
Spirits?
Yeah. Just so I can mention to them if anyone else is kind of listening in.
Roll perception.
I'm not the one for this. Wait, no, I am.
Yes, you are. Why are you rolling that same shit dice?
I will roll a different one. It slipped out my hand.
I know,
wasn't
I saw.
To that is an 9.
Plus 9 or 10?
11 for 20.
No?
You see a ghost, but it looks like Primus is almost referring to it. Like looking over his shoulder at it occasionally. He knows it's there, even if Thunder doesn't.
Okay.
You can, and with your passive perception's high enough, you get that. Now you can still hear, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the in Druidic, and you hear snippets and Primordial. You hear him say, "Dad's gonna go to war if they don't produce you or make restitution for your death in the next 2 weeks." And he says, you know what'll happen if Dad goes to war. The world can't live without the sun. The world can't survive in shadow forever. And, you know, he says, so you're here and I can tell him that you exist, but until you come out and talk to him, it's going to be bad. And I mean, I've got, you know, uncle, I don't remember the name. I've got uncle so-and-so here who can verify that you're alive, and the ghost waves. It's not a ghost. It's just someone incorporeal. But they're on the ethereal plane, and you can kind of see that. I gave you that as a Benny. But you need to be out of here in 2 weeks. Like, preferably, like, 10 days. Just so we have, you know, that. And he nods, and he says, all right. Anything else you need to know about family business? And he looks around, and he says, that can wait till after you get out. You're going to want to meet your nephew. He's pretty special. And he says, I have a nephew? He says, don't worry about it. Just, yeah, you're going to have to meet. Don't worry about it. Thunder finishes making eggs and says, all right, well, breakfast is ready. Y'all come sit down. This is my brother. His name is Primus. Together we founded the FSA. Anyone have any questions?
No.
Nope.
Any questions, Natalie?
No
questions
from
Natalie.
Just kind of fanboying, but trying to keep it down.
And so you guys have lunch, have breakfast with the two founders of the FSA, which no one, there is no record of Primus being a founder. It is always detailed that it is just Thunder.
I also have a question. Where's the NDAs? Because I'm assuming there has to be something.
Oh, no, you showed up here and you got an NDA. Yeah,
no, with him showing up, that was the NDA. Yeah, like, there should be an additional one for that.
No, he'll wipe you from existence if he needs to. He's not worried. Playing on a different level. When you showed up down here, you said anything you hear within these walls remains confidential upon penalty of erasure from existence. It actually says that.
That just, you know, the military who holds the highest coin for.
Oh yeah, he does have a coin. If you ask him for one, he'll give it to you.
I'm gonna ask him for one.
He flips it to you, and it's just gold with the FSA symbol on it, and then and on the back is just a big P. You no longer pay for drinks if the FSA is nearby.
Yeah, I just had to ask.
No, challenge coin.
Yeah.
My dad had a buddy who got an Admiral's challenge coin. He never paid for a drink. Not never. So, but you guys have breakfast with them. They're surprisingly normal people. Well, you guys have eaten with Thunder a bunch of times, so you know he's strangely down to earth, very what's the word? Think like World War II soldier who's home. Very friendly, very excited to be there. Ask lots of questions. Is interested in your life. You know, very just a guy to be around, you know, like someone you want to spend time with. There's a reason why people banded around him to form this agency. And Bremis is, what's the word? He's a bit of a show-off. Like, he obviously could have just portaled through the door. You know this. Like, he'll tell you. He says, yeah, it was more for dramatic effect, to be honest. I didn't break through the airlock door, to be clear. Like I did it just because I could. But I wanted to see my brother as fast as possible, and there's anti-teleportation wards on this room. And I couldn't get through them. So they're pretty good. And he just get, it's a lot of humble brags, maybe.
I was going to say, it's very, bragging.
And you get the impression of someone who has had more power than anyone they've met, maybe ever, and rarely challenged about it. So he doesn't worry about what people think about him. It's more like, I can do this thing. And then he moves on. There's not like waiting for you guys to go, ooh, ah, he knows that's what you're thinking. He moves on. They're two very different people. Mm-hmm. One's a self-promoter. The other one is just happy to be there. But all in all, they get along. They get along famously. They jab at each other. They almost slip each other's real names a couple times, but you don't really catch it.
I'm specifically trying to listen to see if there's any differences between his knowledge and our
knowledge. That comes up next on our list. So, you guys, the meeting with Thunder goes really well. And then, the meeting with Thunder and Primus go very well. And then, all right, so you're going to be brought over to, a room that was never open. Open it up. Inside, there are four desks. You all sit down. And there's... No. Aiden disappeared.
No, we brought the friend.
Plasmos. Primus is not as nice to him as he should be. And it's because they never got along. But not like they're against each other, just they worked. Yes, you can take your Mr. Brian. Brian and Primus do not get along. They shoot barbs back and forth. It's obvious that there was an adversarial relationship even before everything that went down. He mostly spends time sitting by you guys and talking to you and avoiding those two. Just because he gets along with Thunder famously, but maybe not so much the family as it was him. So, you guys are sitting in the... You guys are brought into a room with five desks, and... you're asked to kind of review like a timeline of major events in history. That's coming. I'm good. Yeah, that's Dido is where it's coming under.
Question before we move on, just in case. Who made Plasmus's tech then? Because I thought
it was Thunder.
It was Thunder.
No, it was Primus.
It was Primus, but it was because his brother asked him to.
Okay.
Yeah. It was not. And it's more history has made them hate him, and he kind of let history get to him. He let the published narrative get to him because he didn't know what happened. So the universe, everyone in the world says this is the greatest villain who ever existed.
Yeah, but you're saying that there is the animosity before. That whole event, so...
Yeah, he's pissed off because his brother died because of him.
But you're saying that they already had a dislike before, so...
They had more of a friendly back and forth before, but now it's more... I hate you, but I shouldn't hate you, but I hate you.
So it should be more one-sided then.
Correct. Yeah, but Brian stepped off to the side to let him talk to his brother, so there was not hurt. Like I said, so you guys are gonna get to the history books, and you realize Thunder and Brian have nothing to do here because time has not changed for them. They can update the day they left and a couple days before because the history is fuzzy on it. And you guys flip through. I would like you all to roll history, and then you're going to roll it at advantage because Dido. Is your personal AI now your team for just your team? You will still have access to Veronica when on school grounds, but when off, you'll have Dido. And Dido is also with you on school grounds. She just can't give you access to the outer network.
Dido.
D-I-D-O.
Gee, my dice don't hate me tonight.
Yeah.
There you go.
I fucking jinxed it. Knocked on some wood, my friend. Damn. All right, let's start low roll. Who thinks they have their low roll?
13. I rolled average. A 9 and 11.
You don't see any major discrepancies. You see the occasional, like, an invention happened maybe a year earlier, a year later. Nothing dramatic. Like, for example, like, the invention of the, a certain kind of firearm is, like, a year off. And you recognize that from, like, video games you played as a teenager, you know?
Also, because my character's more MMA and fightings, it could also say, like, somebody else won a certain major fight.
Yeah, some stuff like that. Like, it's, I want to say, like, one of the thousand things you look at looks wrong. Who got next high?
I got a 15 plus 5 for a 20.
I rolled a 17 plus 2 for 19.
So 17 plus 2. You find a couple more things, and it's nothing that would change your life dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
With the exception mm-hmm. of the founding of Atletico is moved up 5 years. Like, it was 5 years earlier.
So instead of, like... It used to be founded in
1950. Now mm-hmm. it's founded in 1945.
Oh, interesting.
No, correction. It used to be founded in 1970. Now it's 1965.
It's because we are in this early
correct. 60s. You can't change anything that far back.
I would love to write it down, Paul, but all right. Well, you said Atletico
founded. Atletico founding date?
Hold my finger.
Yeah. Great. Atletico, what
founding
year?
Date moved from 70 to 65. That's something you find, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you move forward in history, they're much more... there are more cape teams funded by them.
Okay.
My thought on the matter is, what if your friend you fought in the past did something else while he was back then? Because he's related
he
to
He is it. Related, yeah.
But that's the major thing you find?
Is it still the same owner?
Yeah. It's publicly traded.
Yeah.
The present CEO is the same person. Mm. You never met him.
Nothing about Ted.
Ted.
That's who was in the past.
Oh, no, he moited, right?
Did he get moited?
No, we didn't kill him.
No, we arrested him.
Oh, no, he's back. He came back with you.
Damn. Yes.
So he has his own,
Yeah, there's a mention of someone flying through the sky on the day of the crash,
mm-hmm.
and the day of the Ed's March, but that could have been anything, and there's no document.
I meant like Atletico wise. Was there anything about Ted?
No, he's not mentioned
in there. Okay.
Yeah, Big Rhonda's son, Tim.
Tim, sorry.
Ted's your son, man. I was like,
yeah, I'm like,
I was like, Ted's the monkey, like.
Ted's the monkey.
You usually have to be a monkey.
You do usually. No?
You make him a monkey or a bear a lot.
What?
Yeah. Or a gorilla and a bear.
No. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So.
Sometimes he's a panther.
That's a lot of what you find. That's what's interesting to you.
Okay.
Art. Chris kind of goes into a deep dive on a bunch of anything related to what he saw. Because he's like, if there's going to be a change, it's related to what something he saw. And there is a company you don't recognize that is out of Brazil. that is working, that is one of the leading manufacturers of microwave products, like microwave transmitters, stuff like that, military stuff that you now know did not exist because you've never heard the name before, mm-hmm. and Dido confirms that name is not in her records. You'll also find that there's a city in Germany that doesn't exist.
Like, in this timeline doesn't exist, or from our timeline doesn't exist?
It was not in your other timeline. It is now.
There's a new company named Wiener Schnitzel.
That is way too quiet. It's not going to show up.
It was just for me.
But yeah, there's a whole town that just sprang into existence. Do with that what you will. But there's no change that you can detect, and even with Dido's help, that looks like you fucked up history. Small bits change, but nothing that is earth-shattering, oh fuck, we did it, we had to do this over again. Nothing like that.
Okay. Would that have happened? Couldn't yes. we have had to go back and do it again?
Yes.
Gotta make my notes.
Seems valid. Oh, things that changed? Yeah, you should write that down real quick. It could be relevant.
The town in Germany,
yes. And then the name of the town in Germany is... Atlenberg. A-T-L-A-N-B-E-R-G.
A-T-L-E-N-B-E-R-G.
B-B. What? That's what I heard.
Atlen. A-T-L-A-N.
Berg.
B-E-R-G.
A-N?
Yeah. Atlen.
Why can't there be a double B?
Because it's not a thing.
Because it could be.
Because BBG is taken.
Big bad guy. BBEG is big bad evil guy.
B-B-G-E-E-F-G-H-I-J-K.
I'm also going to see if there's any differences with Senator Hardy of Maine.
No change.
Okay.
Hold on.
What?
Don't tell them who it is. I want to see if they remember. I know exactly what that is.
This was me trying to find character.
Yes. Loa does not.
Natalie? What the fuck? There's a senator you know specifically mentioned on the podcast, and you do not like them.
I think I do remember this.
But why do you not like them?
Because they were evil. Because they told... They stole... They... Zoo?
No.
That's very Natalie, though. No. They were evil. They did something bad.
Should I explain?
Because
I'm not the one with notes, should I explain?
We'll see if you're right, yeah.
It's from our Antarctic adventure.
That is exactly where it's from.
Our weapon friend. Their senator supposedly experimented or did something.
Not supposedly.
No.
Well.
You're close, yes.
Interesting. No, I did not remember. Because... But no,
this was me trying to act as Loa being surprised by... him mentioning
You mentioned, hey, Dido, has anything changed with Senator Hardy? And you say, hey, why are you asking about Senator Hardy? And that would be how you could tell them about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Senator Hardy's daughter got completely mind controlled,
brainwashed
as a living weapon.
All right. You may not remember a bunch of what comes up soon.
That's fair.
Do you remember her name?
Tasha. Tasha Hardy.
If I didn't make a Tanya Harding joke, I am shocked.
You did not.
I didn't. I'm shocked.
No, I don't have her first name.
Do you know her cape name? Her daughter's cape name.
Oh, yeah. Selva.
I was right. That was what I had in my head. Okay, cool.
It's weapon related, but I can't think of anything.
Yeah, it was either that or fuselade, and I'm like, I wouldn't have done fuselade.
It's
yeah.
all in the notes.
Fuselade.
It's in the notes.
It's just a wall of fire. Anyway, so what's next on my list?
Hang on.
You mean what's next on Art's list?
we did it together at the end of the session. with my memory, we had to. Fantastic. So Thunder's gonna go meet his parents. That is handled.
Yes.
This was enough to set that up. You can mark it off as a chink. Something you're gonna get from having Dido. When in the field, you are each gonna have one question you can ask, and you just get the answer, assuming it's something that she could possibly know.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
And it's not like you're asking Jen for information. This is your private AI. Like,
hey, if we do this, is it going to fuck up everything? And it could answer yes
or well, it's no. More, this is a, it's the untainted timeline in data. It is mostly, it's historical stuff or business related, but she can say this is different from what it was in the other timeline. You can ask, hey, is this different than the other timeline? And she'll be able to tell you yes or no. Then this is, you'll have this forever. But it's nice to know you have that as a...
Yeah.
Hey, is this wrong? Yeah, this is fucked. Okay. Velvet Fist. That you actually learned about this at breakfast. The Velvet Fist deal, Thunder says, it appears that it is under review. Primus is currently working to negotiate that it is cleared. They're going to work together to get that cleared. So you can mark that off your list.
I'll try to ask him, can't he use his powers to just make the deal disappear and set him free?
No. Contract magic's a bitch. I rewrite reality, not law. Okay, natural law, and yes, I know, but this is very specific oath magic, and I don't fuck with it, because if I do it, I did one time, and that's why he inserts the name of a bird, of something you've never heard of. That's why they don't exist.
The dodo bird.
No, he says, no.
That'd be fun.
He said those were killed off by humans because they wanted to eat them. No, that's actually what
happened. I know.
But no, he says, he's like, yeah, it was a kind of big lizard. People used to ride them. They don't exist anymore.
What?
Yeah, like I said, I don't mess with contract magic. I did it like about 30, a long time ago, and don't worry about it. Don't mess with contract magic. It's bad. Even I don't mess with contract magic. Lawyers are evil.
What, he shivers. What other animals don't exist?
That I know of?
Yeah.
That's the only one that's my fault.
What? Your fault?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Contract.
I tried to break a contract.
Like.
With my powers.
I know, but you could have done other things.
Anyway, don't question it. Don't think about rideable alligator type things. Don't worry about it.
That would have been awesome.
I don't want to talk about it. Anyway, it didn't really change history much. The Mongol Empire definitely should not be any bigger than it was. Don't worry about it.
Next time you summon your beast of the sea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It never existed, so it might not work. But the spirit might remember, so it might work. Tim in the armor. Tim wakes up with no memory. Literally none. He is a blank slate. And they have the best psychics come down. Magenta, Blast Star, Nightmare. All of them check him out. He has no memory. There is nothing left.
Holy shit.
Can't tinge to see. Does that.
Either that or everything in the timeline that he came from got reset.
Tim still exists in the timeline. She checked. Because
mm-hmm.
she checked that times.
So are there currently two Tims?
Yes.
No. Tim went back in time.
Yeah, okay. But he's older.
This one is older.
Yes, exactly.
So there are two Tims, correct?
There are two Tims right now. This Tim has no memory.
So this Tim isn't supposed to exist, I'm assuming, right?
No.
Not yet.
He currently exists in two places, so they have to keep him in isolation so they never come into contact.
Correct.
Yeah, but that raises another question. If his timeline no longer exists, and that explains his memory loss, that would possibly then be for us, because our timeline no longer exists.
So
our timeline...
So I'm going to explain how I'm dealing with time travel. Just because this is a universal thing, there are no diverging timelines. It is how are the fluctuations of time normalizing? There is one timeline. Then there are branches that merge back in. Like, so it all is all one branch. I think if we're talking like Marvel terms, the grand timeline is a thing. Everything else will eventually merge back in naturally, unless broken. No one has broken it. You avoided the break. You guys stopped everything going tits up.
My question is, what happens in our timeline?
This current
time, or why Tim does what Tim does?
You haven't found that out yet.
He doesn't have his memory, so we're fucked.
Another piece of information that we'll have to put together.
Got it.
And we down the line. Don't exist in this timeline besides our current forms.
No, you guys disappeared for like a minute and a half, and then you reappeared.
Okay, just confirming.
Yeah. Your day and a half there, minute and a half here. You're slightly older than you should be. No one's gonna argue with you.
Nobody's gonna know either.
Nobody's gonna really care. Well.
No one, literally no one will care.
Almost no one will care. I am sure there is somebody out there that would care that.
Cut to someone caring and God damn, why did they do that?
Somewhere down the line in some sort of ritual casting of something, something's gonna happen.
Hey, Chimera, see if everybody's home for you.
Alright.
There's time travel.
I'm gonna
roll call. You can talk to them.
Yeah, I know.
You know how. You don't do it often.
I don't do it often. Roll call. So I'm gonna sit there. I'll put my hands in front of my face and go, all right, guys, who's here? And
Hazel reporting in.
Okay.
Andrew, hi.
Okay.
Hold on. No, that's wrong. Hold on. I was trying to remember. Hold on. I'm gonna see how many I can get. Isabel reporting in. Mm-hmm. Hazel, Isabel, CHIM, Mike, Matthew.
Uh huh.
A is Andrew, right?
It's
M close.
E.
Andrew's right at the end. E is Aaron. I don't know. E.
Ethan.
Oh, I don't know. We only met him once.
Yes.
What's his power again?
Ice.
Matthew.
No.
Matthew's strength stone.
Matthew is ice.
Matthew's ice.
Because
he's in that episode I was just listening to.
Double checking. Yes, because he has not shown up a lot.
I mean, you're marking off who showed up, so.
Yes. Yeah, Ethan has showed up only once, and he was just sort of there during power testing.
Exactly. So you don't know what he can do.
Yeah.
You might not even know what his power is.
No. I don't. I haven't figured it out yet. Yes,
that's fun. We'll get to figure that out when it happens.
Ethan is probably going to be the shy one of the group.
R is Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
A is Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sarah.
Who's not going to report in.
She does reply.
Oh.
And she says, yes, I'm still here. Yes, my purpose is still intact.
Okay.
And then she goes quiet, and they're a little less afraid of her than they were a minute ago. Like, even you feel a little less uncomfortable.
Okay.
All right. So, you check in fine. Mm-hmm. You feel a little closer to them, maybe, because time travel is a weird bitch. Like, you lived longer than you should have, and your soul's merged a little more, and you feel a little more in control.
Okay.
Mechanically, you don't know what that's going to do for you, but I'll tell you if it matters. Actually, I will tell you what it could do. As a reaction, in response to taking damage, if you don't have a sibling out, you can summon one that helped either take the blow or to deflect it.
Oh. Okay.
Once a day.
I will also commune with Loa.
Everything seems fine.
And make sure my abilities still work.
Everything
is playing fire, basically.
Everything's hunky-dory. You go, it's that same, like, weirdly hot fire that shouldn't be so hot, but it doesn't hurt you.
All right. Murphy?
Still big, still hungry.
But you Harriet. Guys,
still whatever shape you want her to be.
Sky.
Beast of the Sky.
I know.
Sky.
I know who Harriet is.
Chaz.
Still a spaz.
Chaz is still a spaz. Love it. Ted.
Ted is Ted. He has not changed.
I so thought you were going to say Ted is dead. What?
Long live Ned.
Everything,
or Nate.
Everything seems fine.
Yeah, everything with them seems fine. They check in. They're like, yeah, you've been gone a little while, but we figured you'd come back. Next, Nazis. The armor. His armor. You guys have pieces of his armor.
We have the crate that his armor is in.
Yes. There are no manufacturer marks on. No, it wasn't. No.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there are no maker's marks on it anywhere. The techs do take it apart for you, so you can
investigate. But it's also more advanced than...
Correct. It's at least from what I can tell, 5 to 10 years minimum. Assuming there isn't a super, a super's involved. If not, it's like 15 or 20 years to advanced. And they ask you what you want to do with it, like if you'd like to sell it to the FSA or give it to the FSA. They'll do with it. They'll use it to develop advanced power armor for agents. Or supers without combat related power sets. If you give it to Lanotech, they'll do the same thing for the same reasons, but pay you better. that's just reality. Honestly, they're probably gonna give it to Lano anyway. You know that just from how they function. Like you guys have kind of been read in on how the FSA works a little bit. It's a lot of working with Lanotech to make their shit work. And Claw for like the more defensive stuff. So actually, Claw would probably be better for this.
I was waiting for my turn to say Claw.
Claw.
Because then we could probably trade him for something.
So you could also... Someone could just fucking wear it. Like, it. They can retrofit it to work for any of you.
No.
Unless
you want it.
I can't wear armor. I lose a lot of effects. I'm a monk.
Yeah, I get
also,
the same thing.
Also, Nazis.
It's
not Nazi armor. It's Tim's armor.
I thought it was.
We don't know that it's not Nazi armor.
I thought it was.
You could also offer it to Professor Tenzi to potentially help your fallen comrade Travis.
That's what I was thinking.
Yep. Now Travis will be a Nazi.
Did I? Tell me why I almost said who.
Wow.
Listen, that would have been Natalie, the player.
But like I said, that's the other option. Is you go to Tennessee. Oh. And she could... Essentially, she would figure out how it works, and then she would give it to whoever you want to. It would just be a delay in when you get paid.
We're in school for how many years?
You will be in... this is the end of freshman year. You have finals coming up in like a week. That'll be a fun time. Not. I don't know if that came through, but not. So you get finals in a week. So okay. You know what I mean? Like I said, you won't be running like defending a city for another year minimum. So. Money's not super important
right
so
now.
Maybe you do give it to Amara or Professor Tenzi and let her do her thing.
We can attempt to basically double dip. We possibly can get something from Tenzi and Travis getting reincorporated.
It's more to it gives his core something to bind to,
mm-hmm.
so that he can walk around until they get a body built for him, and then if after that he can. Potentially control it still and have two bodies.
The funny thing is, he was an armorer artificer.
I know. It's perfect for him.
Yeah.
I'm listening to the podcast and it's right as he's about to kick it.
Mm-hmm. Spoilers.
R.I.P.
There's no spoilers. They're this deep.
Keep that.
So yeah, I'd say let's give it to Professor Tenzi and see what we can do for...
Yeah, and you guys will get a pretty... it's obviously written by her, and it's obviously she sat down and thought about it. She writes a very heartful thank you. You know, this will do a lot of good for, you know, Travis as well as other people who are having, you know, mobility issues. And we'll use it to help, well, no, help develop, like, artificial limbs and stuff like better prosthetics and things like that. That she'll take the tech and she's going to use it rather than just military. She'll use it for other humanitarian things.
No.
And you, like a week, because you guys are in quarantine for, this is the end of it. 2 days later, you're going to get a picture of the armor walking around with a holographic face of Travis.
That's not creepy.
Yeah, no.
No, it's super lifelike to the point where it looks like it's his face, but you know it's not because he doesn't have a face.
All right.
I was thinking more like Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I want to say they tried that and everyone was creeped out, so they tried the hologram. That also wasn't great. They're not sure what would be best. They're thinking maybe like lose the helmet and just have it be a floating ball. Like, with your face on it, with Travis's face on it, and maybe that'd be less creepy because they understand it's definitely not a person.
Or you change it to what it looks like Travis's actual helmet.
Maybe, yeah. They might play with that as an idea. Yeah. And so Nazis, next thing on the list is Nazis in Brazil. The only mention you can find even close to it is that microwave tech company.
A company that's, based...
It is literally just microwave. You can write that down. Microwave tech. You can draw an arrow if you want.
Yep.
Microwave tech company. They've worked with the U.S. government and like a bunch of other governments for decades on providing advanced like threat detection, essentially anything that could be done with microwaves. They're the leading edge.
How does that exist when Brazil's not a country anymore?
It doesn't. That's the thing. With this somehow this company is still functioning because they moved their headquarters to from Brazil to Argentina.
So Argentina is still functional then?
Yeah.
Okay.
They had even in our world they have a very stable. Okay. Move on. Yeah. Yeah. Argentina is still stable.
So the other question is the underwater base in the Gulf. And whether or not it's still there. But I think that would be a question for the headmaster rather than...
These guys?
Yeah, you'll ask after you leave quarantine.
Yeah.
All right. Rebecca, small message.
Get a messenger. You remember Rebecca?
I remember Rebecca Small was Thunder's secretary.
Yes.
She had a message?
No. I'm going to send her a message saying thank you.
Oh, okay. That was not from me. Okay.
Yeah, that one's mine.
The fuck? I don't remember that at all. She's still alive. She's old. She's in her 70s. No, 65 years. She's almost 90. But
she isn't.
She surged.
Okay.
So let's see how old she functionally is.
Well, I also think that she was related and is not aging as fast as...
Yeah, like I said, holy shit, you call her up on a video call, and she looks maybe 5 years older, maybe, and she says, oh good, you got home safe.
Yes, hello. Just wanted to make sure that...
Can you ask Thunder if I still have my job?
I could do that.
I retired a few years ago, but I come back for him.
I'm sure he'll probably take you.
And you like look over, and he's like he's cooking again.
Just pan the camera.
I'll pan the camera. And go, hey, Thunder, you need a secretary?
I don't know how I'm gonna find anybody as good as Rebecca.
Well, how about why don't you just take Rebecca back?
She'd be so. Rebecca? You? Yes, I. You report to work in 2 weeks. Take a 2 week paid vacation on me.
Well, good thing she has a job still.
Yeah.
No, he's paying for her to go on vacation.
Yeah.
She says, should I use the company account? Well, that's why it exists. Yeah, just go. And she says, yes, I'm FSA account 0001. Yeah, that one. authorization code. He rattles off five digits. Says like 8 or 10 digits. Authorization approved. Thanks, boss. And then she says, "All right, well, it's a pleasure working with you, sir." And then she says, "Thank you for calling. I appreciate it."
You're welcome. I just figured that you'd appreciate knowing that we got back.
Okay. Yeah, and you're such a good boy. I should introduce you to my niece. And she sends you a picture of her niece, and she's stacked. Let's be honest. She looks super familiar.
Uh-oh. All right.
Which classmate is
it? Hang on. Excuse me while I go back to my notes.
You ready for a name?
Or
what's your guess? And then I'll tell you who it is.
What is the grandmother, the secretary's name?
Rebecca Smalls. But seeing as, you know, she's not a guy, the odds of having the same last name. Do you have a guess?
Rebecca didn't show any powers, did she?
Mental powers. She had some kind of minor psychic abilities. I had someone in mind for this, actually. And I wanted to see if she was in the primary cast or not. And I was like, I don't want to know. If it's not, I don't want to fucking deal with it. But it was.
Yeah, I'd have to go back to the full list, but no.
I'm going to just tell you what it is.
Is your last name DeMeo?
No.
Okay, good. Sylph DeMeo.
Oh, yeah, no. I thought about it, but I decided against it really fast. There's a reason why I decided against that.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. You don't have enough information to get this. I just wanted you to guess. I'm one of your classmates.
Yeah, it's not Brooke.
Brooke? Oh, the flowers? Because
that's, yeah.
No, it's not.
My original guess was Samantha O'Connor. Gravity Gal.
No, it's not. It's a picture of, you know her as Tori Snow?
One second.
I do remember her.
Victoria. Snowfall. Strawberry blonde. Hair is ass length. Ice powers.
Yep.
Blaster beauty.
Mm-hmm. From Anchorage, Alaska.
Okay.
She seems kind of chill.
Oh my god.
What was her name again?
Victoria.
Yeah.
Tori Snow.
Cape name, Snowfall.
Mm-hmm. Other notes that are known about her. Genuinely the nicest person around. Drop dead gorgeous. And you know that she's at least a part-time barista. Or she was.
She is apparently 17. 5'9".
Mm-hmm. Model
strawberry
figure.
Blonde.
Yep, with a model figure. She was the... There was a rule, like, and she says, I should introduce you. I think you get along great. You're both such nice people.
I'm sure we will. Rather than have introducing...
She takes a screenshot. I'll send you a picture.
Hold that thought.
Is she one of the...
Sorry, it'd be teams? Great. It'd be great, niece.
Yep.
Is she part of one of the teams that are actually...
Yes, it is. She's on beta team.
We can get an ally.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Is
Mr. Player.
Player
gonna play.
I'm gonna ask her. You know, so what's her favorite meal? Do you know that?
Give me a second. I'm texting her right now.
She says, well, her dad works on a crab boat, so I know she when he comes home he makes this crab boil. Okay. Stew that that she that my my grandpa taught him how to make it.
Okay.
We're about to freak out this girl with her favorite meal.
Of course. How else do you get ahead in the game?
All right, here we go.
Opies,
yeah.
That okay, Opelios, they're in January to about April. You could probably still get Opies.
Okay.
I know for a goddamn fact, everyone hates doing them because it's so, compared to King, they're so cheap for the same amount of danger. But you can get so many more of them because they're underdone that they're still worth out going to go get. This is purely, I watched way too much Deadliest Catch.
Here's my question.
Opelios.
For the listener. Is the next Animal Crossing announced by now that you're listening to this? And if so, are you excited? Because I probably am.
Your crab boil stew. Yeah. All right. But, oh, yeah. You could do it with Opies. You could get them, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So, and I have that written down.
So, yeah, I will make sure that I put in that order.
Great.
Okay. But what I was saying, Athena is excited for a possible girl friend. Friend that's a girl in the group. That is it.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
You didn't hear me.
I said...
You suck!
I heard that Athena is a girl friend that is in the group.
No. She's looking forward to having a girl friend
to hang out with in the group.
A friend that's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Thunder's sick. Secretary. I had to write down that's a unique thing about her. Okay. What's last on my list?
Did the Michael Aiden. He disappeared.
Yep.
We're dragged wherever he was. What's different versus was and now, we already did. And that was it.
Fantastic. Okay. So, it's a little short, so we'll do a little bit more.
Let's do
finals, because I want to keep that fast. So, you guys have done so much above and beyond your CAPE courses, they're not going to make you take a final.
Yay!
Your academic courses, however, you've missed a lot of class.
Fuck!
Yeah, we got the coins for it.
Oh, skip one test?
Yeah.
I do remember that. You have one that you skip any one day of class. And get full credit. You can use it to skip the day of finals and get 100% on all your tests. However, that's kind of a waste. Instead of, you could use it to go do something else. But it's up to you.
Or buy something.
So
that's a different kind of coin.
Oh, no one.
I want everyone to get 40-20s out. And you're going to do them in order. And you're going to roll them one by one. And I'm going to tell you it's like... We're going to do reading, writing, arithmetic, law. You know? And it's just a raw D20 and we'll add your intelligence bonus.
Or wisdom.
For memorization.
What about luck?
You can reroll.
Fantastic.
And if you have a relevant skill, use that instead. Mm-hmm. Like literature, it's required. Or law for you, yeah. So, this is the reading or / literature class. What would you like to roll?
Stealth.
Not gonna happen.
No, she just uses her hiding capabilities to cheat off other people.
Or I have the answer key under the desk.
So stealth. Cheating.
Stealth.
Maybe sleight of hand.
I still do that.
You would like to cheat instead of...
No, I don't want to cheat. Never
that's,
mind.
That's definitely
no,
cheating.
No, I don't want to cheat.
What would everyone like to roll for read for literature?
Insight.
Man, I actually have a list of fucking classes. I should just pull the bitch up.
Uh-oh. Hmm?
Fuck it. I'm just gonna roll raw intelligence.
Can I use religion?
No. Good try. Actually, I have it here. It's wisdom, intelligence, or charisma for English.
Yay!
Wisdom or what?
Wisdom, intelligence, or charisma. I assume you're going to roll charisma.
You think?
With half proficiency.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're a bard.
I'm a bard.
Specific because he's a bard.
Yep. Can I get a bardic inspiration?
What do we need?
Yeah, you each can have a bardic inspiration for exams.
What do I need to roll?
Pick a stat. Pick a mental stat and roll it.
I pass. Stat? How about that?
A mental stat.
Mental?
Int, whiz, or cha.
Int?
Whiz, or charisma.
What about animal handling?
I think I'm using
that's
a
not going to work.
Investigation?
No.
Perception?
Roll a die.
Or perception?
No.
I'm going to use a lucky because I rolled a 2.
He's trying to flunk out.
I'm not gonna roll again.
What's passing?
And I only rolled a 7.
What's passing?
Passing is a 60%, so a 12.
So, I rolled a 7.
I got extra credit.
Plus 8 for 15.
You pass.
I pass. Not great, but
like,
I pass.
It's like a high C.
Yeah. He was never, you know, top of the class.
I re-rolled into a 19 plus 5.
A plus.
I got extra credit.
It's a saving throw, right?
No.
Something went wrong, apparently.
Yeah, it doesn't
and matter. To try again in a few seconds.
Roll a d20.
I rolled it.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 9.
Plus?
3.
12. You passed. So you got a D.
No! I have to re-roll it!
Parents will never accept that
Natalie,
one.
Natalie, you also have Bardic Inspiration.
You have correct. One Bardic Inspiration.
Oh, what do I roll?
It would be a
D8. D8, okay.
And then it's...
13 plus 5 plus 3.
So would you rather not use your lucky? So that you can have the 9 plus... That is 14.
So plus 12 plus 5 is 17.
So 17? So what 17. Does that give me?
It's a B plus.
That's a B.
I'll take it.
That's a B plus.
Oh god. All of my anxiety of school is coming back to me.
Alright, next is history. I'm gonna give you one guess. What's your roll for that?
Is it
wisdom?
Can I roll history. Insight, please?
Roll a history skill.
Fuck.
Can I use wisdom?
No.
Because it's literally just memorizing shit?
Yes.
I let you roll wisdom, yeah. I can justify that.
Okay.
It's not a skill. It's just the wisdom skill. So it's a score. That's fine.
A plus 5 versus a plus 2.
I understand.
Because I am Bert.
I rolled a 12 plus 5 for 17.
You crushed it. Natalie got a...
I rolled a 17.
Plus history?
Plus insight.
No, history.
Oh, fuck. I was really hoping I'd get away with a 2. Plus 2.
So 19. That's an A.
That's an A. Solid A.
18 plus 5 for
23. You did.
I got scared.
All right, next.
The cram session between exams was huge.
You had a damn good cram session.
Memorization, as I said.
Next one is shop. Pick a tool proficiency and roll it. Hey, Natalie, thieves' tools?
Thieves'
for you?
Tools?
Yeah. She rolled a 2. I did not expect this to be as much fun as it turned out, to be totally honest. I wonder if Brennan published those yet.
Is this the last test?
No.
No. There's at least one more, if not 2.
I was wrong. There are...
7?
There were 8 classes.
8 classes.
So it's 4 for today and 4 for
Jesus
tomorrow.
Child.
Correct. Exactly. So you do it 2 days. So you'll get luckies and refreshes back. So you can give more to Bard Inspiration if you want.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll give them...
So we're getting an additional Bard Inspiration for the day.
Yep.
Cool.
Oh, yeah?
Separate 20 again.
You got anything
else to see? Alright, so the first one was lit. So, then it was history. And then it
I can give you the list.
No, it's fine.
I have it right here. There's nothing hidden in this. All right, you can just cheat and look at the board.
Man, that's fine. I'm just
making it easy on you. This is what you want. Why fight
shop.
It? And then health is the last one that day. Which, if you can argue, nature or survival or whatever you want for it. Okay.
So, 11 plus 5 for wisdom plus bardic inspiration of 8 for 24. Yeah, I think they're thinking I'm cheating.
All is?
All above 20.
So the first three are all above 20s?
Yeah.
All right, now that was shop. Everyone did okay on that, I'm guessing?
I got a 14 total.
Oof.
It's a C.
You can't give yourself part of inspiration.
They
can guide you, though.
I know.
She can guide you.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what
it is. D4 for her?
Yes, please.
Ready?
Yep.
A 2.
It's a B now.
Yeah.
He's like, hell yeah, I take the B.
I rolled a 13 plus 11 for 24.
You, A. Alright. Next day. Oh, no. Last day. Last thing of the day. Health. You can roll either base intelligence or wisdom or survival or nature.
What about...
I'm telling you what you're allowed to roll.
What is it again?
Survival, nature, or base intelligence or wisdom.
Well, that's going to be nature.
I guess I have to
do health class. Nature. Come on. Like, understand the human body.
What all about legal matters? I was heard about legal.
That's not till tomorrow. Actually, that's not one of the base courses. So you actually got an A, auto A in that class. You're lucky.
Plus 5 for 16.
If you want to roll,
I have to be perfect.
Well, here's the thing: the minimum you can get is 16. Now you know you're gonna have 4 classes again tomorrow, but you have luckies if the day.
Yes.
You can re-roll those if you want.
13, I will take it.
18.
18.
18 is an A. A minus.
So I'm using inspiration.
Rolled a 1 for the bardic and a 2 for the...
You failed both class.
I am using inspiration.
I love it. I fucking love it.
So I rolled an 18 plus 9 for my...
I had a feeling you'd pass that class.
Yeah, for nature, plus 9. Mm-hmm.
My first one below 20.
Is it 18?
Did you pass?
It's an 18 total, yeah.
I thought you was going to say 19.
All right, tomorrow, math.
Math, okay.
Intelligence, if you can argue a skill, I'll allow it. If you can argue it and be reasonable.
Animal handling?
No.
Fuck. What am I rolling?
Raw intelligence.
Arcana.
No.
Reasoning is because it's all math.
It's not all my character. It's not, but not for that character.
It's the wrong character.
I know.
Technology.
I roll tech.
I have tech.
Fine.
This is a new day, so you have all your things reset.
And you'll have
Bardic Inspiration.
Bardic Inspiration.
If you use it, ask again. He'll give you. He has four more to give after that. Is that a net 20? With a net 20, you can give someone else advantage on this roll if they need it.
Okay. I would like to give it to Art.
And give me guidance.
And I want to give Rob guidance.
Why don't you give him guidance? Because you can bark inspiration die.
It's already passing.
Oh.
He wants to be perfect.
But he should only do it once per day for the session. I'm not going to let her roll once per class. Yeah, why not? Fuck it.
There's not enough time in between classes.
Yeah. Seems like a once per scene thing.
Seventeen total now. Using tech.
Okay.
I got a 14. I got a C. I'm happy.
He's like Captain Average until health class.
Of course.
All right. And Nelly got a net 20, which gave the advantage. Okay, next is science. What would you like to roll for science?
Arcana?
What about investigation?
I can allow Arcana.
What about...
You know what? Investigation will work too, I think.
Fuck yes!
Parabotany.
That's totally legit. Yep. It's how did you write the paper at the end of the class? Like, what did you use to do
18
it?
Total.
What's the class again? Science?
Science.
Medicine?
I'd allow it.
Okay. I don't know. I have a pass. I have expertise in it.
Plus 11?
Yeah.
Then yes, you do auto pass, but would you like to see how well you do?
Yeah. 20 total.
Okay. 21. Rolled a 15. Madeline.
I rolled an 18.
Total? Still an A. All right. Second to last one. Tech Ed. This is, you must require, this requires a tech roll. Maybe on 2 days.
Guidance.
Got it. Wait.
They're not guidance.
Bardic Inspiration?
Yeah.
Oh, cause he's got 4 left. Might as well use them?
Yeah.
Well, and it's a lot, you can roll your D8 if you want.
No, it's one more.
I rolled a 19.
Oh, he's using the D8. Then you get the guidance die this time.
So D4?
Yep.
Imagine if guidance scaled like other cantrips.
It should. It doesn't, but it should.
Oh. Damn, Jackie.
What'd you get total?
18.
That's an A. Nice.
Ellie, what did you get total?
I got 19 plus 5 for 24.
18 plus 5 plus 5 for 28.
Last roll.
I have to beat Rob. Hold on.
Last roll. Last roll. Ethics.
Which is?
You may use legal matters.
Fuck yes.
Or insight. Or any of the charisma. Or I would allow you to roll charisma if you can justify it. It is the ethics course.
I recommend using your sleight of hand.
I have a different thought.
Use your sleight of hand for it. Ethics.
I'm going to try deception.
I like it. I really like it.
You can't fail.
Yeah, I know.
No, he minimum rolls a 10.
I repeat, he cannot fail.
Yeah, however,
I'm going to oppose with the teacher on this one.
Fair enough.
If they win, you will flunk. And have to take the class in summer, over the summer.
Okay. I'm good with that. Oh, they have advantage, don't they?
Yes. It's Kiloton.
Silvery barbs.
It's Kiloton.
He can't see magic.
No, he's immune.
He's immune to magic?
Yeah. Kiloton's a beast. He doesn't just fight if he doesn't want to. Oh, it's bad for you.
No, it isn't.
You net 20 to it?
Yes, I did.
You lucky son of a... I added 12 to this. I got a 28.
I had a 12 to that.
I know!
I got a 32.
I got a 30 on mine.
So what I like to imagine you did, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is you wrote a paper, and the last line is,
suck it.
And you believed me.
Yeah, that would probably be...
And he takes you aside and says, I can't fail you, because technically, you're right. I'm going to encourage you not to do that next year, because it will reflect poorly on you in the field.
Yeah, I had a
but then you get your A. Your A plus.
So what is your total on that roll?
30.
32. Oh, I almost beat you. I had a 30 total.
That's without Bardic. That's without Bardic. That's without nothing. That was just raw dogging the number.
Makes up for all the, you know, single digits that I was rolling.
Shit.
Wait. Yeah, a 20. You could roll at advantage. Can you beat up there? Beat our score?
No. I told you what I got, right? I got. I think I got. I rolled the same thing. I know it was a 12. So 12 plus 9 is.
21. Hey, plus. Yeah.
Roll your bardic die.
And then I.
D8. Yeah.
That really wasn't a roll.
It stayed the same.
A hold one on, for you please. Audience members.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
anyway, it worked. Now it's an A.
Yeah, like I said, they auto passed you on all the cape classes. You obviously can do that shit. You even got a commendation from someone in the FSA who is labeled with a blank. It just says commendation rank 5, and they just leave the fuck alone. Yep, got it. Commendation. We agree. And it's going to roll into summertime and you guys get to decide kind of what you're going to do for summer. Cause you can't tell people this place exists. that what you're doing here, but they know cave school exists, right? That is a public news. It's in a fucking newspaper. You're not supposed to know who's in it because it's a national security thing.
Know who's in it?
Know who's going to school here.
Oh, but...
So, as you guys debate what you're going to do for the summer, I think it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Take care.